This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Francisca, Francisca Campuzano, Campuzano. Campuzano, Francisca. Patient seen for Dr. Anna Luna, FNP-C and ANH Family Clinic. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 62-year-old Hispanic female comes here for evaluation today. She does not smoke or drink. Denies any drug allergies. Symptoms, she does not offer any symptoms. HPI, history of present illness. Last 3 months, two different evaluation patient was found to have elevated premature granulocyte in her CBC. It was 0.05 instead of 0.03 on two occasions. That is the reason for the referral. Other lab work such as A1C, TSH, CMP and rest of CBC was unremarkable. Past medical history, patient has history of hypertension for last 20 years. She is on carvedilol 25 mg BID. Lovastatin 10 mg once daily, hydralazine 75 mg once daily, and Valsartan 325 mg once 320 mg once daily. Physical exam, she is a 62-year-old, 5 feet 3 inch tall, weighing 237, blood pressure 165. Over 84, ICNT, unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, premature granulocyte seen in peripheral smear. Diagnosis 2, hypertension. Diagnosis 3, obesity. New paragraph recommendations. I redrew CBC. We will check it today. Her premature cell count in CBC has stayed stable and looking at her labs and physical evaluation today and her symptoms, it appears this could have been a reactive response of the bone marrow to some sort of viral infection. I do not suspect any myeloproliferative disorder at this point, and I'm hoping that the CBC will normalize soon. I drew CBC and will send you a copy. However, at this point, bone marrow aspirin biopsy may not be required, but we will definitely be happy to reconsider if her abnormality persists or gets any worse. Thank you. This is a consultation on Francisca Campuzano. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Anna Luna at ANH Family Clinic. Thank you.